Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes puts a person in such a condition just to see whether this person he keeps patience or not. The question arises in our mind, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful upon mankind, then why he puts the people in problem conditions? Then the reason is that sometimes apparently we feel it is hardship, but in this hardship sometime a big gain is hidden. So gain is hidden in the pain. How? Let me explain with few examples. You are sitting in a room and your baby son is crying in the adjacent room. Since last 5 minutes he is crying. So you become embarrassed. What happened? Where is the mother? And if you come to know that the mother is also in the room, then you say, why she is not attending the baby? The baby is continuously crying. And if someone tells you she is attending the baby, then you say, how she is attending the baby? So then you will be explained, the baby was filthy, his body became filthy, and now the mother, she has warm water and soap, and she is washing the body of the baby, and the baby is crying. Now apparently, you will feel that baby is crying. But in other words, in this pain, there is a hidden gain for the baby. Similarly, sometimes our heart becomes polluted with the effect of the sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sends such ahwal upon us that if we keep patience, then all of the effect of the sins is washed out from our heart. Sometimes you go to the doctor, tell him that I am feeling pain. He says, okay, but after necessary checkup, he says that you need to be operated. Now, apparently, he wants to cut your body, take out blood from your body, but then you pay him and then you give him the permission to do. But when you get healthy, then you become grateful to the doctor. So apparently he was cutting our body. But hidden, there is a hidden gain. Actually, he was our friend. He was sympathetic to us. He wanted that whatever disease we have, it should be cured and we should get healthy. So it means that apparently if someone is in conditions of problem, it does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test a person in this condition. He can make a person sick. He can make some people jealous with him. And wants to see how he now reacts with these people. What we people do, we get enmity in our heart. If we got enmity in our heart, it means that our answer to the question was not good. So by actions, we are writing the examination paper of our life. And everything is being documented. There are two angels. Inna alaykum lahafizeen, kiraman katibeen, ya'lamuna ma taf'alu. And then there is a thumb rule that when some person has expectation of big reward, he can bear any hardship for that. Look at this, that there is a security guard and in winter nights he is not sleeping. He is roaming outside the house, in the market, chill there he is facing. Sleepless night, he is taking this pain. Why? He expects that at the end of the month, I will be paid for that. So because he has expectation of a reward, that's why it's not difficult for him to bear these hardships. Similarly, when Mumin, he has a firm iman in his heart that every single hardship which I am going to face in this world, with sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me a reward much more than my expectations. So then these hardships, they never disturb a person. Our mashayikh, they have written that if you are in the condition of ease, you cannot be so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than if you are in the condition of difficulty. In this condition, if you make sabr, you will be more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.